This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واللهم ثبتنا عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله اللهم اجعلنا من الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين يا رب العالمين. Ramadan is halfway done. We've got a couple of weeks left. It is about the time when we start running out of gas and motivation and start going just through the motions, and it just becomes a mechanical exercise, and we start counting how many days are left instead of how many days we are supposed to be cherishing. I wanted to dedicate this khutbah to remind myself what Ramadan is about and what we're doing, because halfway through, and I've experienced this as a teacher quite a bit in my career, halfway through a semester, students lose motivation. And you basically have to go and remind them what they're doing and why they're there to begin with. And, you know, because in anything in life, if you're not motivated, you're not going to do what you're supposed to do. You're not going to be able to excel. You certainly won't be able to make the most out of it. And motivation is the fuel, the invisible fuel behind any success. People that are driven, people that are motivated, accomplish things. People that don't have that motivation do not end up accomplishing anything. There is a goal that you and I have to accomplish in Ramadan for ourselves. Not all of us have the same goal. But whatever goal we have, we won't get there if we're not motivated. And motivation is not something you can just hold on to. This is why Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Remind because reminder has benefit. Remind because reminder has benefit. When you remind someone of something, you're not telling them something new, something they already know, but they needed to hear it again. Because when they hear it again, it's as sometimes it feels like they're hearing it for the first time. So the first thing I want to remind myself of, and hopefully all of you of, is two of the main goals behind Ramadan. And those two goals, I extract them from the ayat of Ramadan itself that belong to Surah Al-Baqarah. The words at the end of the ayat of Ramadan have la'alla in them. And la'alla in Arabic means so that, or hopefully. So Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, and there's a long discourse on Ramadan, and at the end of that discourse He says, so that, what's the purpose? And He says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. He says, so you could be grateful. So that all of you could be grateful. So one of the, if you want to juice the entire course of Ramadan, at the end of it, what do you come out as? One goal is, definitely, you come out, and I come out more grateful to Allah than we were before Ramadan. And that's an incredible thing to think about, because I'm not just saying you're grateful because when Ramadan is over, you know, and you sit there for lunch and before you eat, like, wait, am I supposed to eat right now? Oh yeah, alhamdulillah, it's over. And I'm grateful I can eat. Not just that kind of grateful. I actually mean something more than that. Like, are we really grateful for being given this gift of revelation? This gift of the Quran? Are we really appreciative of that? You know, just like you're appreciative of food that you get to eat on whatever schedule after Ramadan is over, you know, that your body's needs are being met. There's something else inside you that also had needs. And those needs were supposed to be met in this Ramadan. And Allah, you know, Allah gave each and every human being some light inside them, this ruh inside of us. And that light was incomplete. And it could only have been completed by the light sent down by Allah. This is what He calls nurun ala nur, light on top of light, light upon light. And that the fact that Allah sent us that light, so we can complete the goodness that we have incomplete inside of ourselves, that we could do that, we should be grateful for that. That's actually the purpose of Ramadan, that we become grateful for Allah giving us the Qur'an, grateful for Allah giving us this guidance. The other thing about the ayat of Ramadan is that Allah Azza wa Jal tells us to make dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ وَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. He says, you know, they should, I will respond to whatever dua you make. So this is a month to talk to Allah a lot. Quran is Allah talking to us. Dua is us talking to Allah. And that's how a conversation becomes complete. Someone talks to you, you talk back with them. Allah talking to us is Quran. That's why we're reciting Quran, listening to Quran, engaging with the Quran. That's Allah speaking with us. And then we're making dua to Allah. We're asking Allah all kinds of things. And that's us talking to Allah. And thus our connection with Allah becomes whole. And so he says, ask me whenever, ask me at whatever time, and whoever you are, just ask, and I will respond immediately. But at the end of that, he actually said something. He said, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Then they should respond to me too. I make dua to Allah, he responds. And he says, I will respond, but I'm asking you, you should try to respond to me also. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Then they should respond to me. Or at least they should try to respond to me. Now the thing about that, it's very simple. If you don't understand what I'm saying to you, and I asked you something in a foreign language, then you won't be able to respond to me. If I asked you for water, if I asked you for help, if I asked you for directions in a language you don't speak, then there's no way you can even begin to respond to me. And so when Allah says they should try to respond to me, it actually includes in it that I need to make an effort to understand what is it that Allah is asking me. I know what I'm asking Allah. I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what problems I have that I need solving. I know exactly what desires I have that I need to get fulfilled. I know exactly what goals I have that I'm hoping Allah helps me accomplish. I know exactly what I want. But am I exactly sure what Allah wants? And if I'm not sure, well, that's exactly why He gave us His words, to let us know what He wants. And He asks, you're going to ask me, but I'm asking you also. I'm also talking, I'm putting some demands on you too. And are you going to respond to me? Will you minu falyastajibuni? Will you minu bi? And if that conversation can happen, if you can start not doing, but even if you can start asking Allah for what you need, and you start listening to Allah for what He wants from you, then He says la'allahum yarshudun at the end of that ayah, so they can be set straight. How do I become a better person? Somebody asks. How do I change my life? That ayah has in one phrase the entire solution. How do you get, you're straightening out your life. Yarshudun, literally, I would translate it as a figurative expression, so that they may straighten their lives out. So they can become upright. So they can be good. How do I become good? I become good when that conversation becomes real between me and Allah. That's what the purpose of Ramadan is supposed to be. But now that these couple of weeks are left, I wanted to highlight that we're not the first people that were given a book. And whenever Allah sent revelation, that revelation was supposed to turn into a conversation between the servant of Allah, the human being, and Allah Himself. That is the purpose of revelation. But that purpose, over time, starts getting lost. The nations that received the book of Allah before us, they lost that purpose. So the book became something else. The book just became something you recite with a beautiful voice. The book just became something that some people know a lot about, and they look like the religious leadership, and they know a lot about it, but the rest of us don't have to know anything. And if we ever have a question, we can go ask them. The book is not for all of us, the book is just for them. It's just for the scholar class, it's for the priest class, it's for the sheikh class. Those people know about the book. The rest of us just have our normal lives. Just tell us when we can eat. And just tell us if it's Eid yet or not. That's all we need to know. Allah describes this phenomenon. He says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Please listen to this ayah very carefully. It's one of the scariest ayat of the Quran, describing a fear that we should have about a disease that hit people before us. They were given a book and they messed up. And now Allah is saying, you better not make their mistake with your book. Now how does He say that? He said, isn't it already time right now? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. يَأْنِ comes from الْآن. الْآن in Arabic actually means right now. Isn't it already time right now for those who claim that they believe, أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that their hearts should be filled with awe. They should be overwhelmed with feelings of Allah's power because of remembering Allah. Allah says, isn't it yet time yet that your heart felt something? Like, you know, when you're listening to a message, when you're reading a message, your mind processes it. You understand what's being said. Allah says that's not enough. Allah wants your heart to feel something. Allah wants you to feel overwhelmed by the remembrance of Allah. What remembrance of Allah does He mean? He makes the bayan of that Himself. He says, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That is to say, aren't their hearts filled with awe? Aren't they overwhelmed by what they hear from what came down from the truth, meaning Qur'an itself? Isn't it already time right now that you should feel something in your heart because of the Qur'an that's being read to you? Because of the Qur'an that you get to hear? Why hasn't that happened yet? He asked that really scary question. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This same Qur'an that we hear in Salah, that we're standing in Taraweeh and listening to, that you're, meaning maybe you're in a super Islamic mode this month and you're even playing some recitation in the car when you're driving, but nothing's happening to my heart. I'm not feeling anything. I don't feel tears come down my eyes. I don't feel overwhelmed. You know, when somebody else gives me good news, somebody calls me and says, hey, I graduated, you're overwhelmed with joy. When somebody else says, I had a car accident, you're overwhelmed with fear. These feelings happen when other people give us a message of good news or bad news. But when Allah gives good news and bad news, when Allah gives advice, when Allah counsels, nothing happens. My heart is exactly where it was. It's just pretty sounds that are going on. And for some of us, the Quran is being recited, or you just hit play in the car and you're having a conversation and Quran's playing in the background. It's like background music for you now. You know, this is فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. Listen to it carefully and silence. Be quiet. Quran is being recited. This is the word of Allah being recited. This is, as soon as it's being recited, whether it's an MP3 you're playing, or some app, or whatever, it's not just a file that you just hit play on. These are the words of Allah. You're supposed to be in awe and say, shh, Allah is talking. And if you really want to have that conversation, pause and have your conversation. You know, sometimes you go to restaurants in Ramadan, usually they're playing music in the background. Right? In Ramadan, they're playing Quran in the background. And every time I go to a restaurant that's playing Quran in the background, I literally respectfully go and ask, can you please turn that off? And I'm like, wait, you're the guy with the beard. You're supposed to say, turn that up, yo. But you know what? People are talking in the restaurant. People are engaged in conversation. People are socializing. How are they socializing with the words of Allah, just background noise? This is the kalimatullahi al-aliyah. This is the word of Allah, that it's in the highest place. If we can't give it that respect, then we shouldn't be listening to it at the time. If you're going to listen to it, then drop everything else. Drop everything else. Be silent. Be in humility before the word of Allah. And if we can't feel that towards the word of Allah, then how is it that what Allah is saying is going to make us feel anything? First, you have to have a respect for it. You have to have an appreciation for what magnificent thing this is. These words. We didn't deserve these words. And you know, humanity did not deserve these words. This is a gift. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Tell them this is an extra favor from Allah, and it's coming by His rahmah alone. We did not deserve the word of Allah. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. They should be overwhelmed with joy because of this Qur'an. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It's better than anything they can collect. No treasure they will ever have is going to compare to this Qur'an. This is supposed to be my attitude towards the Qur'an. And here in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah says, why hasn't your heart moved yet? Why haven't you felt anything yet when you hear my words? أَنْتَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And he says, this isn't the first time this happened, you know. Quran, the greatest word of Allah has come, but before Torah was given, previous books were given, and he says, وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. They should not become, they better not become like those who were given the book way back, long time ago. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. Then long generations, periods passed over them, meaning they held on to the book for, you know, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, but then one generation, two generations, 20 generations, 30 generations, so many centuries went by, millennia went by, and this is an old religion now. Just like with Islam, it's been 1500 years. So طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. And what does Allah describe? What happens when a long period goes by and you originally had the book and you were amazed by this book, you were in awe of this book, but when a long period goes by, then it just becomes part of your culture. It's just something you do like other things you do, but it's not really like something that moves your heart. So he says, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Then their hearts became hard. Their hearts couldn't feel anything. They could be in the month of the Qur'an, and the only thing they're thinking about is what's for iftar, or who invited us, or they had four dishes at their iftar, we have to have five. Or what are we going to wear for Eid? Did you get the outfits yet? Have you gone shopping yet? Well, man, it's like 10 days left. The bazaar is going to be like crazy. We better go do our shopping now. I better place my online order now. Oh my God, it's the wrong size. This is all that's going on in our head? Oh, I have to get the chicken. I have to get the keema. I have to get this. I have to get that. And this is like, come like Asr time, we're in emergency zone because the pakoras aren't made or the samosas aren't there. And then you're being sent on a mission to get this from this store and that from that store. And this is all that's going on in our heads. Listen to what Allah says in the same surah. Hearts became hard. What does He say later on? He says, people are distracted in this world. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بين. Same surah. He says, worldly life for most people, what is the life of this world? It's just playing around. How do you pass the time? Some kids like in fasting, what do we do, man? At least school's out, it's hot outside, I'm just gonna hit my PS4 on button, and the afternoon's gonna get spent playing. Because what else am I gonna do with my time? Worldly life, you don't know what to do with yourself, you just wanna play. Like children, wanna play. Well, or if not play, then maybe you're a little older, walahwun, entertainment. Okay, let me finish the season 2's out. Let me finish season 2. Because there's still like 45 minutes before Maghrib. I can get in one more episode of Dhikr. You know? This is what Allah says, worldly life for people is playing around, entertaining themselves for everybody else. That's all their life is. They just go from one kind of entertainment to the next kind of entertainment to the next kind of entertainment. One game to the next game to the next game. You know, you hand your kids an iPhone and they're playing this game. They're like, I want to play the other one. Then they back to this one. Then back to the other one. Then can we watch something? Can we be entertained? This is all that life becomes. I need to play or I need to be entertained. And then for those of you that are like, no, I don't have that problem. Alhamdulillah, I don't watch TV. I don't watch movies. I don't watch Netflix. I don't watch nothing. And I don't play around. Well, maybe you have the next virus, which is وَتَفَاخُرُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ. Just to show off to each other. What did you make? What was for iftar? Where'd you go? What'd you dress in? For some people, that's their thing. To show off. To be able to say, hey, you know what I made today? You know what I cooked? You know how many people came to this thing? I invited everybody. Ah, some people missed it. They're like, when are you going to do it again? And that's all that's going on. I mean, it's one thing to do it for people who need help. It's another thing to do it for as a friendly gesture. But if this is all that Ramadan has become, then the hearts have become hard. Then we're just distracted. We've become more worldly in the month where we're supposed to disconnect from the world. This was the month that we're supposed to feed our soul. This is the month that we're supposed to let go of worldly ambition. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the starvation of the entire day. And what do? Now we feed ourselves more than we normally ever would. Now we're eating. Like the table has to be like, and then if you have a humble, like one day, if you just try this experiment, the moms that are here that are responsible for making iftar, one day for iftar, when you spread the table, it's just dates and water. And put nothing else on the table. And see the look on the family's face. What is this? Seriously? Because all I've been thinking of all day, the only remembrance I've been doing is of the fries. Is of the the only dhikr I've been doing is what am I going to stuff my plate in? Where are my eyes? It's on the food. It's on there's two kinds of dhikr happening right before iftar. It's either like, is she going to get that chicken leg or am I going to get it first? Or you're looking at 39 seconds, 38 seconds, 36 seconds. This is what it's become. That's an indication the hearts are becoming hard. And you know, if you allow the hearts to stay hard, then what does Allah say? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Then majority of them become corrupt. Then when the heart becomes hard, then that becomes shaitan's playing field. Then all the other disobediences to Allah, all the worst things that a human being should not partake in, they take hold. They come in. This is the month where the heart is supposed to become soft because shaitan has been chained. So he's not there to mess with us. If we're doing his job for him, preparing our hearts to stay hard in this month, then we're missing the point. He comes back full force. And it's like Ramadan never happened. It's like that spiritual growth that you're supposed to have. Your heart was supposed to connect to Allah. That was supposed to, it never happened. And so he says, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And that scary reality of those who came before us who had the same disease. You know, Allah's nature doesn't change. Gravity has always been gravity. Fire has always burned. This is the laws of Allah. He created these laws. The same way there's laws of our hearts. If you do the same thing the people before you did, the same results are going to come. We're not going to come out any better. It's the same formula. So he says at the end of all of that, what? He says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. He said, you had better know Allah gives life to the hearts after they had died. Profound words. He's saying, maybe as you hear this, you feel like your heart is dead. You're right, I haven't felt anything. You're right, I do feel disconnected. I do feel like my heart is dead. And Allah says, that's okay. If you feel like your heart is dead, then know one more sunnah of Allah. Allah takes the earth that's dead and brings it back to life. So your heart that is dead, it's okay. Allah can bring it back to life. It's not a hopeless case because Allah gives life to the dead. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. قد بين الآيات لقوم لعلكم تعقلون. We're clarifying these ayat to you. We're making things clear to you so you can think. So he says, قد بين لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. We're clarifying this for you. I'm not telling you, oh, by the way, the earth gets greenery. No, I'm saying that for you. So you understand that I'm talking about you and your heart that's become dry and you know, lifeless like the soil. But it's okay, it can be brought back to life. But you know, how does Allah bring the earth back to life? That's the question, isn't it? How does Allah bring the earth back to life? When it stops raining, when there's no water, the earth dies. When it rains, then life comes back. And rain comes from the sky. The pure water comes from the sky. Just like Allah's pure words come from the sky. This is why Allah compares, often in the Quran, He compares Quran to rain also. Allah compares Quran coming from the sky and water coming from the sky. So what is Allah telling us in between the lines? He's telling us that you should really think about connecting and responding to Allah when Allah speaks to you in the Quran. Some of you know nothing about the Quran. Some of you know a lot about the Quran. That doesn't matter. Because the heart that knows a lot, or the mind that knows a lot, and the mind that knows nothing are equal when it comes to the remembrance of Allah. Because this is not what's being filled. This is what's being filled. And this one needs refueling all the time. Think about water for a moment. You don't say, well, I already had water yesterday, so I'm okay now. Water is a need that you need to restore in yourself over and over again. You need to drink it again, and drink it again, and drink it again. Because without it, your body starts dying. The same way, the word of Allah is something you have to take in again, then again. That even if you know it, you take it again, then you take it again, then you take it again. And every time it restores something in you, it fixes something in you, it cleans something in you. It's a detox for you, it's a spiritual detox for you, for your mind, for your heart, for what you're thinking, for what you're feeling. Maybe there's something wrong that you're doing, and you don't have the strength to get out of it. The word of Allah will give you that strength. It'll empower you to take the step that you've been, you know, not been able to take. Maybe you don't have that strength yourself. That strength can only come from Allah when you're nourished. And you haven't given Allah's words that chance. These are the couple of weeks that are left. These are the days of Quran. These are the days of Quran. Spend your free time just asking Allah to guide you. Just asking Allah, Ya Allah, I'm going to come to your ayat. I ask you all the time. Now I'm ready to find out, what are you asking me? What are you asking me? Open up Quran. And open up whatever surah of the Quran, start reading. If you don't understand, read some more, ask someone. If you want to ask questions about Quran, I have open access to, you know, I'm a student of the Quran. I'm not saying I have all the answers, but if you ever have any questions, until the end of Ramadan, I'm here every single afternoon. I'm here, you know, 1 o'clock every day. So you can come and ask whatever questions you have. You have direct access. Those of you that are going to watch this on social media, just start posting your questions about Quran. I was reading this. What is Allah asking of me? What does Allah want from me when I read this ayah? Allah is talking to you in the Quran. Allow that conversation to become like it's never been before in your life in these days. This is what you and I should be doing. And why should we be doing it? I go back so we can be grateful. so we can be grateful. Maybe we have never been, have you truly, truly asked yourself this? It's a hard question. I can't answer it for you. Have you truly, truly felt grateful for the Quran in your personal life? Have you read Allah's book and felt like this is something I should be grateful for? Like this is something that's actually helping me? This is something that makes my life better? This is something that I need, just like I need water, just like I'm grateful to be able to drink a cup of water at iftar, just like that I'm grateful for Allah's words. If you haven't felt that gratitude, then you and I have missed the point of Ramadan. We missed the point altogether. The ayah that began, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ ended with لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So you could be grateful. So you could appreciate. How are you going to appreciate something you don't even know? People tell you about something, this car is amazing. I don't know. When you test drive it, you're like, yeah, it's amazing. Now I appreciate. Well, take the Quran for a test drive. Give Allah's book a chance. Whatever translation you have, whatever access you have, ask questions. Don't say, what if I'm reading the wrong translation? Don't worry about that right now. Allah will guide. If you sincerely ask Allah for guidance, and you open up Allah's book, seeking answers from Allah, then if you get questions, then you have people that can help. Then you can ask. But this journey won't start until you start seeking. You start asking Allah, what is it that you want from me? What is it that you're giving me in these words? And that journey, wallahi al-azim, is the sweetest journey you'll ever have. Ever have. This was, you know what Allah described this as? This is what I'll leave you with. I know there's a lot that can be said about this, but when Isa alayhi salam was given Injil, Jesus was given, the gospel, when he was given that, then after Isa alayhi salam left, for 6 centuries, there was no revelation. Okay? And there was no revelation on earth. And the world was in darkness. And Allah described this as وَاللَّيْلِ إِذْ أَدْبَرُ, the night that kept turning its back on the light. And the night that just kept getting darker and darker. The world was in darkness, so people in it were in darkness. And then he describes the coming of the Qur'an وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَصْفَرْ إِنَّهَا لَإِحْدَى الْكُبَرِ, the morning that has now come, the light that has now come. This is one of the biggest events that has ever happened. The Qur'an, Allah says, is the greatest event that has ever happened. إِحْدَى الْكُبَرِ. The greatest event is sitting in my home, I don't even know. The greatest event I have access to on my phone, I don't even know. This is the greatest news, the greatest event, the greatest thing that humanity has ever experienced. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow each of us in this month, in what is left of this incredible month, to really become connected to Allah's words. To recite it the way it deserves to be recited, to ponder it, to think about it, to ask questions of it the way it deserves to be engaged in. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep our hearts soft as we engage in this book and really beg Allah for guidance when we recite His words. May Allah bless us with genuine tears, seeking forgiveness, tears of gratitude, tears of humility, tears of admission to Allah. May Allah give us those tears in the moments of our solitude when nobody else can see. It's only us and Allah that can see. May Allah grant us those moments in this month, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla make those moments a means of our forgiveness and a better life in our future. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-Hakim. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على أفضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله رحمكم الله اتقوا الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.